And so we're real excited about it. It was just fun. It was what we had hoped it would be, was just loose, fun. Everybody was just telling great stories.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan, Indy 500 winner and IndyCar champion on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line with a legendary personality in motorsports history, a racer who has found success in IROC, Formula One, Kart Series champion, 17 IndyCar wins, including the 1985 Indianapolis 500, the one and only Danny Sullivan. Welcome back to WGN.
Great to be back, Dane. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's always great to have you on. I'm sure we'll talk as we get towards the Indianapolis 500. But you look at the career, all that success, all of those stories on track, and now you're taking it from the track to the table with Racers Roundtable on MAV TV. This is your baby, your inspiration. Danny, talk a little bit about it.
Well, it started some years ago. I was at Goodwood in England, and we were at Stirling Moss's 69th birthday party. And there was only about 10 or 12 guys, but there was Dan Gurney and Carroll Shelby and Phil Hill and John Surtees, and the list kind of went on. And they started talking after dinner, just when the guys were sitting there, about their experiences with Enzo Ferrari. And I was like, And the Duke of Richmond, Lord March at the time, and I were just pinching ourselves going, listen to these stories. And about 2 years later, I was doing a thing with Greg Norman down here in Florida. And we were signing autographs with Larry Bird and Michael Jordan before this Benjamin School charity match the next day. And they started, and Michael started in on Bird, giving him a hard time about the Celtics and da-da-da. And the same thing, Greg and I just sat there dumbfounded listening to these stories. Now, there wasn't anything dirty or bad about them or anything like that. They were just the behind-the-scenes stories, which we've all done sitting around a table after a dinner or a bar or just with a group of people. And I thought to myself, you know what? We need to start putting these stories in place before we lose too many of these legends. Sadly, it took us a long time to, and Bill Armour came up with a, you know, group MAV TV, said, hey, we'll do these. We'll produce them. And that's how it all got started. But it started back in 2009.
Wow.
But when you see this, I know there's been three episodes so far in the series out, and I did the series, and I'm still sitting there enamored by the conversations, because I hear much more now watching it in person than I did when you're actually doing it. And all it is, to quote kind of Jerry Seinfeld, it's really a TV show about nothing. It's just people talking about things that went on in our racing lives that were, you know, behind the scenes stories.
Don't feel bad about it, Danny, because it's probably a convergence. Back in 2009, as a guy who's been in and around a lot of the, you know, production and shows and what's possible and what's doable and logistics, is that just the availability of, whether it's a place to put it like MAV TV, or the way that the equipment has gotten and the ability to record things, and just people's kind of access is kind of dovetailed with your ability to do it. So it's probably the right time for it. I love those ideas. And I've been in a lot of those situations too. And of course, my radio sensibilities are like, save it for the show. I mean, this is great. I imagine
so
many people wanting to
to
be able to hear it. Yep.
You know, part of it is you have to put people in a comfortable position where they're not feeling the pressure, which is also one of the reasons why most of our guests have retired from their profession, whatever genre it was, from sprint car guys to NASCAR guys to drag racing people. I shouldn't just say guys, because there's a lot of women in the shows and so forth. And just, by the way, a credit to all the people that committed to do the show. A lot of them wanted to do the show, but scheduling, we couldn't get in everybody's busy time frame. But everybody was so enthusiastic about it. And afterwards, they all said they had so much fun hanging out with people. And some of these, we believe it or not, had to kind of cut them. I don't want to say cut them off, but we had to kind of cut them because everybody just kind of got into it.
Yep.
And, you know, you've been there. And then it's one story after the next. And then somebody says, well, hold on a second. Remember, da-da-da. And it was a blast doing it. And, you know, my partner, co-host Tony Stewart, it was so enthusiastic and so good in the shows. And, of course, I couldn't have done it by myself anyway, because nobody in the sprint car world really knows me, you know, drag racing, NASCAR. Well, they may know the name, but, you know, some of these people, Tony's in the Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
NASCAR, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on. They're more comfortable in that deal.
Here's something I think is so important to notice, too, is you guys are as big a names in your sport as the guests that are there. I think that's important. It takes it different than a normal interviewer situation or a media situation where it's, you know, a couple minutes here or a soundbite there or a thought on this. For you guys to create that environment, like this open, welcoming, just kind of boundless environment to be able to kind of shoot the breeze and tell the stories is, I think, what cultivates, like you said, that comfort level and then people just wanting to share.
Yeah, and everybody felt comfortable with it. And once the word got out, because don't forget, you know the scene, you got people out there doing the show in the, I don't want to say a studio because it was in a house, but it was set up like a, you know, round table, everybody sitting around a table. There's a bar in the background where we often started from and so forth. But the next show, they're back in the green room. For folks that don't understand the green room, that's just where you're all getting prepped, you know, change of clothes, maybe doing some hair, makeup, whatever, you know, just to be comfortable to go out on the show. Well, they're watching on the monitors the other shows. And then that group comes back and that group's there. And then they're going, hey, it's great to see you. And there was a whole mix just in the green room as well.
Oh, man. Man, and so, I can imagine.
And one thing that we forget about is in motor racing, there's so many genres, if you like. Okay, there's IndyCar, there's NASCAR, there's Formula One, there's sprint car, there's dirt racing, there's drag racing, there's bikes. You think about it, it just goes on and on and on. And so many legends in these different fields. I mean, some of the shows, we had Shirley Muldowney and Don Gartlett's on together.
Oh, man. I want to ask this, too, you look at that range, and this is something I think is super important for the listeners to understand and know, is that even though the fan bases, you know, your NHRA fan, maybe that's the fan, you know, they know those personalities, you know, IndyCar, NASCAR, they may feel separate. But for racers, for you guys, there is so much familiarity and camaraderie, like where, you know, racers are fans of racers, regardless. If it's got a motor and it runs, you're a fan of it.
Absolutely. And you know what was really fun? We kind of first, you know, you start off, I mean, this is the first time. So you're starting off kind of like, okay, how are we going to do this? How's it going to work? Okay, we're going to do, you know, Danny, you'll do half the shows. Tony will do half the shows. In the end, I'm pulling up a chair and Tony shows as a big fan, just sitting there. I asked a couple of questions because I didn't understand sometimes what they were talking about. And then Tony got into it. Then he's in some of my shows, you know, and at one stage, really fun. I don't want to blow it, but we got two other racers. They were still back in the bar. They're not even in the show that we're filming. And they come out and they're pouring drinks to the other show.
Oh.
You know, and you're just like, it was just fun. It was what we had hoped it would be, was just loose, fun. You know, there was nothing controversial in it. Everybody was just telling great stories. So we're real excited about it. We're real excited to do the next, you know, next series. You know, so we're working on that right now. Because, you know, back to the same thing, Dane, think of all those different genres of the sport. How many legends are in those, all those different divisions and stuff like that? And so many, and it never ends.
When it comes to the stories, you guys, as not only participants in the motorsports in these series at the highest level, but you're also fans too of all of these situations. And you know some of these stories, but you're getting to hear the behind the scenes or things that you didn't know. Of course, you know, fans and listeners, you know, this spin and win, all that kind of stuff for you. I'm sure people wanted to hear about that. So, Danny, were there some stories where you were like, man, we got to have this guy on. I can't wait to hear the behind the scenes of this or that. Or there's some stories that were new to you and you're like, whoa, that really happened.
Well, most, to be honest with you, okay, let's just use the spin and win for an example. Okay, everybody kind of knows, not necessarily all the details of it, but the story, you know, how that it happened, okay? A lot of people know that. But some of the stuff that came out, I never knew anything about. It's the behind-the-scenes stories. I was just enamored with so many of the stories that these guys told and what went on. Had no idea. So that was, and I think whatever happened, the real great part about it, everybody kind of got into it. And some people that you thought were fairly quiet, you know, their personalities are kind of quiet, they had some of the best stories and were just great, great guests and really participated, were articulate, you know, just made a lot of the show. I can't thank everybody enough because it was just super participation from everybody.
We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all that. You mentioned the range here. Some of them listed, you know, you got Kyle Busch, NASCAR champions, legends like Kyle Busch, Rusty Wallace. You've got NHRA legends, Don the Snake Prudhomme. You got Antron Brown, Lynn St. James, Mario Andretti. You got there, of course, on the Mario's done a ton of different things, but of course, so famous for the IndyCar side. That has got to be great. Were there any, Danny, where you were like, oh, we got, as you guys were putting sort of the guest list together, but maybe you didn't know these people, but you're like, man, we got to get them on.
I didn't know a lot of them, obviously, personally, but knew them by reputation. You know, some of the people just couldn't swing it in their schedules because, you know, timing to get all the production together, as you know, get it all set up, get everybody there, get them back. But everybody that came and participated just, you know, they were just like, yeah, hey, tell us where we got to be and we'll be there. Over the
years, I've done some stuff with Bill Armour, but so MAV TV, before we let you go, like give the listeners a little bit about it. Like it's new and there are so many new over the last handful of years, just whether it's different streaming services or channels, there's just a lot of options for fans. MAV TV.
Well, you know, you can find MAV TV on, you know, Direct TV. You can find it. It's on cable on here. MAV TV is a motorsport channel that it was founded by the family that owns Lucas Oil, and to put a lot of, you know, you can get the big cup races and you can get this, but, you know, they had the Isle of Man TT motorcycle race running and they've got this. So they're trying to grow it as a great channel for motorsports of all different makes and sizes, World Rally Championship, things like that. They're trying to engage all these people into and grow it as a place to go to. Remember the old Speed TV?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Speed Channel, along those kind of lines. And, you know, they're doing a fabulous job and they're pushing the envelope. And they said, hey, this sounds like a great idea. And they were willing to, you know, participate and get us do the whole production. And we used their facility back in Indianapolis. And great group to work with.
Yeah, we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for that. Episodes are airing now on MAV TV. It's Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's available, as you mentioned, Danny, cable providers, YouTube TV, Hulu, Live TV, Spectrum, DirecTV, Verizon, a lot of places to find MAV TV. And again, we'll have links up. And Danny, before we let you go, people think, hey, it's the end of the year. I just got the announcements. They're selling tickets for the Indy 500. I know the NASCAR Championship is coming up again. Of course, everything you're doing with Racers Roundtable. It is a time for racing, to talk racing. And before we let you go, like, what's going on with you? Is there places for people to go and catch up? And I know your life's always on the move.
Well, we're just busy right now. And of course, the year's starting to wind down. There's a possibility to be out promoting the show in a few other spots. But at the moment, nothing to announce at this time.
It's a secret, but we'll keep people posted. Again, we'll have links up. And Danny, of course, if you ever get to Chicago, it'd be great to have you in studio here at WGN. Of course, the original radio voice for the Indy 500. Be an honor to have you in. But excited for the project, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Dane, I really appreciate it, and thank you and all your listeners out there. And hopefully they'll tune in. One last thing on there, it plays at that time on Wednesday night, but it re-airs. Shows are on about 10 or 15 times during the week. So if you can't make that particular time, you'll find it elsewhere.
Yep. We'll have links up for all of it, Danny. Thanks again so much for jumping on the show.
Appreciate it, Dane. All the best. Talk to you soon.